105.1 The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you feeling today, Gene? Did you get your nap in?
I took two naps yesterday. And I went to sleep before 10:30, and I still feel exhausted.
See.
That's how like much sleep I need to get caught up on.
You're going to have to get caught up this weekend, please.
Yes. Well, no, my friend's going to be in town this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I've got, yeah, my boy Cody will be here, so he's going to want to run around and do things.
Oh,
so.
No.
Plus, we're going to go to the Lions game on Sunday, so.
You're going to be super sleep deprived.
I know. I got to try to, I don't know.
Get it together, man.
I don't know. What about you? How are you?
I'm pretty good today.
Yeah.
Ran around, did a bunch of shopping yesterday because I have to shoot this video for one of our clients. And so I had to get all this, you know, Christmas decor and stuff. So I went and did that and got pretty decent sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm good.
All right. That's good. That's good to hear.
Stick around. It's the Morning Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon, Renee. Tis the season.
That's the season of giving, right?
Yes, it is. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and next weekend, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, it's the big top toy drop from Macomb Mall, yes. December 8th through the 10th. Mm-hmm. We'll be collecting toys. We want to give every kid a huge smile this Christmas. So anything that you can come and donate is much appreciated. Everything helps, right?
I know. They're getting things ready out in the hallway. They got the box out there. Uh-huh. I'm gonna go buy a toy. I want to be the first person that donates.
Oh, nice.
Before we even get to the mall, I want to have a toy in that box.
Good. And
at least one.
And you also offered to pick up people's gifts if they can't bring them out to the mall.
If you cannot be at the mall those days that we're there, 248-544-1051 is the number. You can call, text, you'll be like, me and Gene, I got a toy. I will be here and I'll stop by your job. I won't come to your house because that's weird.
That's weird. You might get kidnapped or something.
yeah. And I don't want that to happen. So it's all powered by the Metro Detroit Pizza Hut locations. We're just trying to make Christmas special for kids in the area who might not otherwise have a special Christmas. So if you can help out, that would be amazing. I feel like we're getting catfished by the weather.
It's going to be a doozy today.
A doozy.
I feel like I'm like the bearer of bad news the past couple of days.
Yes.
There's a wind advisory in effect until 10 p.m. Wednesday for the entire Metro Detroit area.
Oh, great.
They said wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour are possible. So I know when it gets windy like that, a lot of people lose power.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye on that. Mm-hmm. They said it's going to be in the 30s with wind chills in the 20s today.
Yeah.
And could be a few snow showers throughout the day. So
that's what I kept seeing on my drive home, like on the weather advisory. It was like wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour from Knoxville to Cincinnati, which is like 3.5-4 hours.
You're getting blown around, weren't you?
I was not happy about it. Then it started raining.
It really makes you nervous driving in that, right?
Yeah, because I was driving the van. I didn't get the insurance on it, so I was like, oh no.
Well, I'm glad you made it safely. It's the Morning Bounce. Morning Show.
First thing in the morning.
It's the all new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. Good morning to you. Shannon Scoops on the way.
Yes, if you travel 275, get ready. There's going to be some major changes with construction.
Oh.
I've got those details coming up at 6:55.
This is the all-new Morning Bounce on 105.1 The Bounce.
The best in the morning.
On 105.1 The Bounce.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, if you travel 275, get ready. It is being brought down to one lane between 6 Mile and Eureka in both directions starting today at 9 a.m. until mid-December. Now, I know it's currently down to like two lanes, and it's a mess.
Uh-huh.
So you better plan ahead and give yourself plenty of time until it is done, because one lane is going to be crazy.
Wow. I thought this was like an accident thing. I didn't realize it was just going to be closed.
No, they're constantly doing construction around here, you will find.
Cool. Every state that I've ever lived in is constantly doing construction. Maybe it's just a thing.
Well, it's right by the airport, so luckily they should be done mid-December, so that won't affect holiday travel and stuff. So we'll have to see how that works out. Just be prepared.
Okay, cool.
Well, Iggy Azalea was supposed to travel to Australia to film a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she, right before, she had what was supposed to be like a pretty mundane back surgery, but it didn't turn out that way.
Oh, no.
She had some pretty serious complications to the point that she couldn't walk.
Damn.
She still can't. I mean, she's doing therapy at home every day, mm-hmm. and she hopes to be better by Christmas. So I give her, you know, my best wishes for a speedy recovery.
Wow. I hope that she does well, too. I was just really surprised that you said she was going to be in a movie. Like,
Well, she's not anymore. They actually recast the role.
We're doing the Iggy Azalea thing still? I thought that was done.
I know. Well, Megan Thee Stallion is now officially the first black woman to be on the cover of Forbes' annual 30 Under 30.
Oh, nice.
Turns out she made $13 million in 2022, mostly from, like, endorsements and stuff like that, which isn't a surprise.
Yeah.
And in the interview, she also revealed that she's going to be releasing a new album and will be on tour next year.
Nice.
I'm going.
Are you?
Yes. I'm a Megan the fan. I will be there.
Megan the fan?
I'm Megan the fan. I'm Shana Renee. That's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-watering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's put a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
The craziest phone checks in the D.
Hello, who's calling?
It's another Clarissa Jenkins phone check. Now on 105.1 The Bounce.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak, please?
This is she.
Hi, this is Sherry Evans calling from the leasing office. How you doing?
Well, how are you?
Well, thank you. Calling in regards to an issue that we're having with your apartment.
Oh?
Okay. I've got some complaints from neighbors in regards to the smell of marijuana.
Now, marijuana?
Before you answer anything, I want you to let you know that is strictly prohibited, and we do not tolerate that here. There is no warnings. There is no second warnings. It is straight eviction.
But I'm not even at my apartment. I'm not living there currently. I have a roommate who's
Wait. What do you mean you're not there?
I am away from my apartment for the time being. I have a roommate who stays.
Okay. Is your name on the lease?
It is.
Okay. Guess what? That's why we'd be calling you.
Have you called her?
No one's answering
the phone. Well.
No one's answering the phone. We've knocked on the door. No one's answering. But you can smell those fumes, best believe it. We don't need that ganja up in here.
Excuse me. I mean, you can't even prove that it's me smoking, let alone that we're part of that kind of culture.
Okay, I don't know what the hell you just said, but I'm telling you right now, the marijuana better stop. I don't care if it's a roommate or if you're coming home on the weekends and you're doing a little dibble-dabble yourself. I want that stopped.
I don't know what to tell you. It's not me. It is not. I am not at my apartment.
What'd you say your name was? Sarah?
Yes.
Or is it Wiz Khalifa?
Excuse me.
Yeah, you heard what I'm saying, Smokey. Knock it off.
Who are you with the leasing agency?
Correct, ma'am.
As a tenant, I don't think I should be treated this way just because you cannot prove that I am even involved.
Well, as a neighbor, do you think I should be breathing in your smoke?
It's not my smoke.
Answer the question. Should I be breathing in your smoke?
No.
From your apartment?
It is from my apartment, apparently. You need to call the other person on the lease.
Do you know that marijuana leads to whoredom?
It does not. Where did you hear that?
I heard
it from... It's legal in two other states.
Okay, well, I heard it from your sister, Michelle, because she's the one that wanted you phone checked.
What?
Boom! You just been phone checked.
The freshest and most popular phone checks in the D are on 105.1 The Bounce. 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 Laugh your butt off on demand with Clarissa Phone Checks at 105.1thebounce.com by clicking on the podcast tab.
I'm talking about you being phone check player.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. I hope that everyone is having... I hope you're having a good day today. It's the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that goes with the holidays is ice skating, right? It's a fun thing to do with the family.
Yeah, time with your family. And, you know, those kids, they cost you money.
They do. And if you try and save some...
Yeah, we're going to try and save you some with a family four-pack of passes to the Royal Oak Ice Rink. Mm-hmm. You know, it includes, like, free ice skating admission, skate rental, marshmallows, all this stuff, so...
My parents never took us ice skating. Like, I've only been ice skating one time with friends, but I would... Like, thinking of my parents, I would have loved to see them try to ice skate. That would have been, like, hilarious.
You should go. Well, maybe we should go try it with me skating, because you're guaranteed to see some hot messness.
I feel like they would be hot messness with the both of us. Did we just make up a word?
Hot messness. Well, parents, if you want these tickets, give us a call right now. Be caller 10 at 248-544-1051.
Good luck. All right, in about 7-8 minutes, we're going to talk about Shannon's Christmas tree that she went and acquired on Black Friday. Yep. It's 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee.
Let's find out who's going to score these passes to the Royal Oak Ice Rink. Who is this?
Hi, this is Chloe.
Chloe, what are you doing right now?
I'm on my way to school.
Oh, what she's doing is bringing the energy, okay?
I know, I love it. I love it.
Chloe, you have more energy than me this morning.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations, you're caller number 10.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, you just scored these family four-pack of passes to the Royal Oak Ice Rink. It happens now through February 19th. Your prize also includes free ice skating admission, free skate rental, and the free marshmallow roasting passes for four.
Yum.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Chloe, who are you taking with you?
I want to take my nieces.
You and your nieces on the ice skating rink. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's going to be your level of hot messness on the ice?
Oh, wow. Probably like a 9.
Right there with you. I might have you beat with a 10, okay? Well, you guys are going to have a blast.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with on the way to school today.
105.1. The Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. It is Christmas season. A lot of people went out last week and they got themselves Christmas trees.
Yes, we went to one of those lots where you cut it down yourself,
wow.
Right? And then they shake it after so that they can get all the loose needles out.
Yes.
And a bird's nest fell out of it. So I thought that was pretty cool. Posted it on my story and one of my girlfriends messaged me and said, that means there's a new baby on the way. I said,
yes.
The hell it is not.
Yes, what do you
No, it is not.
I get to be an uncle again.
No. Okay.
Wow,
so I'm like, I need to Google and see what the real meaning is.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just beyond me having baby stage. Like, I have children. They're old enough to have kids now. So.
But that's the thing. They didn't say that you were going to have
kids. No. They're not making me a grandmother either. So I looked up the reason. Let's get back to it. And it says they represent the love, commitment, and effort it takes to build a happy home, which I love that because we're merging two families together at the moment. It said birds nests are also good luck symbols, and legend has it that prosperity will come to any home that finds a bird's nest nestled among the branches of the family Christmas tree.
Ooh.
Now, I need that Powerball to be $2.6 million again because apparently I'm going to be rich this year.
We're going to be rich.
No, I'm going to be rich. I'll gift you.
We're going to be rich.
Just some money. Okay, we'll be rich together.
So that got us thinking. Right, if you've ever gotten like a are they called live Christmas? I've never bought a Christmas tree.
A live Christmas tree, right.
That's what I thought. A live Christmas tree. Have you ever gotten a little surprise in it when you got home? Like, was there something in the Christmas tree that bugged you out? Like, I cannot believe fill in the blank thing was in my Christmas tree. If you have had it, we want to hear from you.
Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Shannon and her family got a Christmas tree last week, and they got a little surprise.
There was a bird's nest in the tree.
Which means Shannon's having another baby!
No, it does not.
I'm going to be an uncle.
No. It means I'm going to be rich this next year.
We're
going to
be rich!
No, I'm going to be rich.
We're going to be rich. Let's go. So we got us thinking. If you've ever gotten a live Christmas tree, did you get a little surprise in it when you got home?
Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
Erica, what did you find in your tree?
There was a few years ago, we had a kitten come out of one.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
We went to tree farm. They had a bunch of them that were all already, you know, like pre-cut, just kind of laying in a pile. And you just grab one and you put it in. We had a truck. We put it in the bed of the truck and we drove home.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of cats on this tree farm. So obviously there's going to be a lot of kittens. And we didn't think to check for a stowaway on the tree. And we should have, because there was a kitten also in the truck bed when we got home. And we're just like, okay, we have a cat now.
Wow, I guess that's why you should probably have cut it down like Shannon and her family did.
Did you keep the cat?
No, we kept him. He was cute. It's a Christmas kitty. Who doesn't want a little adorable kitten for Christmas? That's like everyone's dream.
Speak for yourself. I can't think of anything worse. Did you find anything in your live Christmas tree?
Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Don't forget, a little bit after 8 o'clock, we're getting you qualified for a trip to Miami Beach with the Florida First Friday Flyaway. 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Shannon's family got a Christmas tree last week, and they got a little surprise in it, so you might want to check yours.
Yeah, there was a real bird's nest in it. I mean, there was no bird. Mm-hmm. That would have been cool. I want one of those moments, like the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation moment. I have to say, I secretly hope this happens every year. They get their tree, and they hear noises from it, and he peeks in there, and it's a squirrel that, like, jumps on his face and then, like, terrorizes the whole room, tears up everything for the Christmas, and I just want that to happen so I have a story to tell on
That's your dream.
That's my dream.
Wow. I guess my dream's a little different than yours. We got a couple texts at 248-544-1051.
Yes, we got one text that said one of my mom's coworkers brought home a spider's nest one year.
Oh, no.
The warmth from being inside made it hatch.
We're moving.
She's terrified of spiders. There's all these spiders everywhere.
Burn it down.
It's hilarious.
Burn it down.
Oh, we got another text that actually had their very own Christmas Vacation movie moment. Bought a live tree when they were kids, and the family of squirrels were living in it, and they all had a fit because they all jumped out.
Oh, no.
Crazy. See?
And that's what you want.
That's what I want.
Wow. April, what's up, girl? What did you find in your Christmas tree?
So my grandparents got a real tree when I was maybe 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. And then a couple days later, Grandma started complaining about weird noises at night in the house.
Hell nah. I already don't like where this is going.
So, you know, we went over there and we were trying to investigate. We couldn't find anything. And, you know, we left. We came back the next day. Still couldn't find anything.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So we spent the night and we're like, okay, well, maybe we'll hear it at night. The noise was a bat.
No.
I've had them in my house before. That is like crazy serious drama.
It was living in the tree, and it was nocturnal, so it wasn't making noise during the day.
Wow.
Well, how'd you get rid of it?
Then we had to catch the bat, which ensued in about 3 children running around with the brooms and, you know, assorted miscellaneous objects trying to shoo it out of a huge farmhouse, which was awful. It was bad. It took us an hour to get it out of the house.
An hour doesn't really sound like it was that bad.
And it was so infamous that the next year, we got her a ornament that is a little glitter purple bat. And it is, to this day, one of the first ornaments that the children fight over to put on the tree.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy, but at least you got like a family memory out of it.
Thanks so much for the call, April. If you want to chime in, we'll continue this discussion over on our socials at 105 on the Bounce.
Don't forget, about 8 minutes, we're doing Big Fat Liar, hooking you up with tickets to see Ice Cube at the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. It's 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Let's see who's going to qualify for this Florida Friday Flyaway. Hey, who's this?
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda, what's up, girl? You typing. Are you at work right now?
Yeah, I am.
Where do you work at? Can you say?
Yeah, I work at McLaren Port Huron.
All right. Well, congratulations, you're caller 10.
No way. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
We're excited for you, Amanda.
You just qualified for the Florida Friday Flyaway grand prize of a 2-night stay at the Beacon South Beach Hotel, a sightseeing tour of Miami, a ride aboard the Thriller Miami Speedboat Adventures, round-trip travel, and a rental car to get you around, all courtesy of Visit Florida. For an extra chance to qualify, visit 105onthebounce.com.
Awesome.
All right, Amanda, let everybody know who you are bouncing with at the job right now.
105onthebounce.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar! You are lying.
It is time for Big Fat Liar on 105 on the Bounce. Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. If you've never heard it before, it's super easy.
Yes, we're both going to tell a story. One of us is telling the truth and one of us is lying. And if you figure it out, you can score these pair of tickets to see Ice Cube live at the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor.
Very nice. Ladies first.
You go first. I want you to go first.
Okay, cool. All right, so I think it was the third job that I had in my whole life. I worked at the store. It was like a Bed Bath & Beyond type of store. It doesn't exist anymore, I don't believe. So I worked there for a couple years with some friends of mine, and they had like a cafe, you know, where they did like cheese sticks and little snacks for people. A lot of people in the mall would come in and shop at the store. So I was young, I was impressionable, and I didn't really know what the hell's going on. So me and a buddy of mine who worked with me were getting ready to clock out. We like go through the cafe because the time clock was back there. So we go to the cafe, and he opens up the fridge, and he grabs out two like Cool Whip, like the whipped cream things, and he goes, "Here, do this." So he opens it up and he hands it to me, and I guess you can do like a whip it where you before you use it. So I was like, "Oh, okay." So we did it and then put it back, and I got fired.
Of course, so it's probably on camera.
Yes, I didn't know. I didn't know. I was like 16. I had no clue. Yeah, we got fired. They asked what we were doing. I was like, "I don't know," you know, and
Well, I used to work at this restaurant that isn't around anymore, and we started noticing, like, you know how you put the credit card tips on, you put the tips on the credit card and stuff? So, like, I started noticing, and some of the other waitresses started noticing, those were coming up short, and also, they started investigating, like, the cashier at the front desk, because money was coming up short out of the drawer, and it turns out it was the manager who was actually embezzling money from the company and got fired.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. She was like trying to like divert attention from her and started to try to blame other people. But obviously they were able to track down the money. Wow. So.
You know what they say? When you point a finger at someone, you got four more.
Exactly.
248-544-1051 is the phone number. We're looking for caller number 10. Who do you think is telling the truth? And who do you think is a big fat liar? Hit us up.
You liar!
Liar, liar.
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar! You are lying.
We're doing Big Fat Liar on 105 on The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Hey, Lacey, you heard our stories, right?
I just heard them.
So when I was in high school, I got fired from a job because one of the older dudes that I worked with had me go through the cafe at the place, and we did whippets out of whipped cream canisters.
Stupid.
I know.
And I worked at a restaurant that is no longer open, and it was found that the manager was embezzling money and got fired because she was stealing from our tips.
Who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a big fat liar?
Shannon Renee, I think you're a big fat liar.
Yes, you got it right.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that she definitely got in trouble for embezzling, but not from stealing from us.
Yeah,
she actually did.
Damn.
Really got fired for doing my first whippet because I had no idea what the hell was going on from my third job that I ever had. I guess that's what I get for being an idiot.
Yeah, we live and we learn, don't we?
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, Lacey. You just scored these pair of tickets to see Ice Cube Live at the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor on Thursday, February 23rd. For tickets and show info, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Lacey, let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning.
105.1 The Bounce.
Do you remember when this song came out and everybody was like, "Oh my God, Usher's cheating on Chili"?
Can I tell you that he says part two of my confessions? The whole time I thought he was saying something else.
What?
I'll keep doing my confessions this entire time. Wow. I thought it was a song all these years. And then I heard it the other day in my headphones and I was like, wait a second.
That's why it's called Confessions Part Two.
I get it now.
It's 105.1 The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. We've been talking about how cold it is going to be very soon outside, but you're going to be standing outside in the cold on Saturday, right?
I am on Saturday from 10 until noon at the Walmart in Southgate, ringing the Salvation Army bell.
Okay.
If you're from Downriver, my Downriver peeps, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Come out and support me and the Salvation Army.
Of course.
I want to raise as much money as possible. And if you can't make it out on Saturday, we're raising money online as well.
Yes.
You can text the word give to 248-544-1051, and that'll take you to my donation page.
Uh-huh.
My goal's only $1,000, but I want to crush that.
That's not bad.
I want to beat everyone else.
That's doable. If you can throw a couple bucks Shannon's way for the Salvation Army, that would be amazing. Before we get into all that, Shannon, Scoop is on the way.
Yeah, the Rock post he visited the store from his childhood is really great. I'll have that coming up at 8:55.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shana Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, this is about to kick in here in a few minutes. If you travel 275, get ready. and is being brought down to one lane in both directions from 6 Mile to Eureka. Like I said, starting here at 9 a.m. until mid-December.
Oh, literally, it's about to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's already a mess with two lanes.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a complete disaster. But luckily, I think it's ending, you know, hopefully on time. Mid-December, it won't affect holiday travel because the airport's right in that area, too. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. It's going to be a mess. So, get prepared for that.
That sounds like it's going to be a mess. Is this like, is that, I guess, people get to the airport depending on where
they live? 275-94 area over there. Yeah, I mean, you eventually have to cross through that area. So, they're constantly doing construction down there, I swear.
It's a running theme of everywhere I lived.
Oh, well, The Rock posted a video to his Instagram. I thought it was the cutest thing ever. He made a surprise appearance at the store from his childhood.
When I was 14 years old, every day I used to stop here at this 7-Eleven and steal a king-size Snicker bar.
Wow.
Because I couldn't afford to buy one. That was my pre-workout food. I did that for almost a year every day. I had to come back and buy every Snickers bar on those shelves.
What's your name?
BK. Ring all these up.
That's two.
How much?
98.
That's just for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm going to leave these here. If somebody looks like they're stealing Snickers, give them these.
Thank you.
After decades of me wanting to come back home to 7-Eleven and try and make good, that felt really, really good.
Well, I'm glad he made good on that.
I know, right?
You know their franchises, right? So do you think it's the same owner from back then?
Not a chance in hell.
All right. So they're benefiting off his previous dealings.
Exactly.
So.
And then it was pretty cool. If you watch the whole video, like he was tipping the guy behind the cashier and the other people working there. This guy was like, he's like offering to buy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the one guy's like, I just got alcohol and water. He's like, come on, bring it.
I love him.
I love The Rock. He's the man.
Well, Megan,
come up with my sister, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Didn't work.
Well, Megan Thee Stallion is now officially the first black woman on the cover of Forbes' annual 30 Under 30.
Nice.
Turns out she made $13 million this year.
Wow.
Yes, and also in the interview, she revealed that she's releasing a new album and will be on tour next year.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we give away tickets for that because I'm going.
You're going?
Yes, I'm a Megan Thee Stallion fan.
Yes, yeah, sure.
I listen to her in the gym.
I mean, I feel like that would make me want to, you know, get hyped up in the gym if I were you.
Listen, there's going to be tons of ladies there. You need to go. See? I'm Shannon Renee.
Now you got my attention.
I'm Shannon Renee, and that's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped and tender pasta bursting with mouth-uttering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's, but a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. And if you haven't been to Ford Field yet for a game this season, there's only like 3 home games left.
Mm-hmm.
So right now would be a good time for you to get some tickets.
Yes, ladies, it's time for the Detroit Lions Ladies Pop Quiz. It's super easy. Gene's going to give you a series of 3 multiple-choice questions that are football-related. I'm going to step outside while you answer those, and I'm going to come back in, and I'm going to show you how it's done.
Are you, though?
I don't know.
And if you could be Shannon, you get hooked up with 2 tickets to the game this Sunday.
Yeah, against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Were you just saying that the Lions are favored?
By 1 point.
That doesn't happen very often.
I know, right?
So
but they did hang in with the Bills last week, so.
Yeah, they did.
I bet you it's going to be a very close and very good game this Sunday. So you want to be in the building.
Yes, so hit us up.
248-544-1051. Looking for caller 10.
All right, it's time for the Detroit Lions Ladies Pop Quiz on 105.1 The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Yes, time to find out who is going to take me on in this quiz. Kaylee, what's up?
Hey, oh my gosh! Did I make it through?
Yes, you
did. You think you can take me on in this Detroit Lions Ladies Pop Quiz?
Hey, I'm going to try to do it.
All right, can you disrespectfully tell Shannon to leave the room?
Oh, that was too nice. Tell me to kick rocks or something. Get a little mean, Mary.
She's like, no.
All right. All right, see. Yeah.
Beat it, Shannon. I'll be disrespectful for you. All right, here we go. All right, question number 1. What is a safety? Is it when a player with the ball is tackled in their own end zone, when a player runs the ball the entire length of the field, or when a player who isn't the quarterback throws the ball?
It's when they get tackled in the end zone.
That is correct. Question number 2. Which is not a position in football? Is it A, halfback, B, quarterback, or C, double back?
C.
That is correct. Question number 3. Where must a player step to score a touchdown? Is it the TD zone, the end zone, or the danger zone?
The end zone.
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
There we go. She got 3 out of 3.
Oh, no. I got my position.
All right, here we go. What is a safety? Is it A, when a player with the ball is tackled in their own end zone, when a player runs the ball the entire length of the field, or when a player who isn't the quarterback throws the ball?
A.
That is correct. Question number two, which is not a position in football? Is it A, the halfback, B, the quarterback, or C, the double back?
C.
That is correct.
Oh.
And question number three, where must a player step to score a touchdown? Is it the TD zone, the end zone, or C, the danger zone?
B, the end zone.
That is correct. That means it's a tie, which means...
you still win the tickets!
This is amazing. I've been wanting to go to a Lions game all season. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. My husband is going to be so excited.
Best wife ever.
She's crying. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Absolutely. You just scored. Yep, you just scored these pair of tickets to the Detroit Lions versus the Jacksonville Jaguars game at Ford Field this Sunday. Get yours now at DetroitLions.com.
All right. Good. Have a great morning, guys. Thank you.
You too. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning.
Stop this, man. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon, it looks kind of gloomy outside.
It definitely is. I have to go home and nail down everything that's in the front yard for the Christmas decorations, because apparently the poinsettias have already taken flight. So I put these signs up with individual letters. It says, like, Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. And, like, I have this OCD neighbor. I sent you a picture the other day. I was in the living room and saw her from inside the window, like, turning all the letters around that blew backwards. Mm-hmm. So every time she walks past my house, she's fixing my letters. Wow. Like, stepping out into the street to take a look and make sure it's completely straight.
Sure
I'm like, thanks for hooking me up.
You got nice neighbors.
Yeah, I got some of them.
There's, like, a wind advisory. Right for today?
Yeah, I think until 10 o'clock tonight, up to 45 mile per hour winds. Wow. So
that's what I had to drive in from Knoxville over the weekend. It was not fun.
Yeah, and a lot of people tend to lose power around here when that happens. Oh, no. So I hope that you guys fare okay with that.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, what are you doing today?
My new couch is getting delivered, and they're going to take the old one.
Nice.
I've got some meetings to go to, I think, and then I'm going to try to put this dining room table together that I got.
At what point are you sleeping? So I know you can catch up on the sleep.
I don't know. The coffee kicked in, and I feel like I can run through a wall right now. So
let's
see how much I can get done before I crash, because you know the crash is coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right. Well, we hope you guys have a great day. Be back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It's the Morning Bounce.
You're listening to the all-new Morning Bounce.
Party don't stop.
On 105.1 The Bounce.